You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
May you know the joy of Jesus, and may the joy of Jesus.
Good evening, everyone. We are Mary Angela and
Nick.
Yes, welcome to our program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy. As always, happy to be here this evening with you.
And today we are especially grateful to be with you.
Grateful indeed.
To all the listeners near and far, the new and old, and especially the parishioner of All Saints, we want to thank Father Andre and Father Paul for your immense support. For making this happen, and especially all the people at Radio Maria.
Yes, thank you.
So, as usual, our mission is
to spread the good news joyfully with lots of joy.
Yeah, and boy, do we ever need that now.
Yes.
So, before we start the show, we just ask you to relax, take a deep breath. Find a comfortable spot, light your candle, you know, that candle.
Don't forget that.
Candle of hope and light. It'll make the show, you know, you can just get so much more out of the show. So the topic this evening is,
if you haven't already guessed.
Yeah, simply put, it is an attitude of gratitude. And we're just like, can't wait to get started because of the joy when we say yes to gratitude.
And there's lots, always lots to be grateful for.
So true. So before we say our prayer, I just want to include all the intentions. We start with your intentions. So we'll take a moment. We pray for your intentions. We pray for all those who have been affected by the COVID. We pray for all the hospital staff, nurses, doctors, everyone that makes it possible to for us and the world to keep going.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get through this fourth wave sooner rather than later.
Yeah, we pray for all those in the hospital, all those who are suffering. We especially thank you for all your prayers for my brother John Mossa, for his healing. We ask, you continue to pray, and also for our neighbor John Husa Kowinski. I hope I said that right. He went to meet the Lord, and we know he went straight to heaven.
There's also other people we'd like to pray for, those that are ill, especially Mary, Giovanna, Imperia, and all of those in need.
Yeah, and we also pray for, we have a new baby who was baptized, baby Aiden. So welcome to the club. And we also pray for your beautiful cousin, Peyton.
Yes.
So God bless you both, beautiful young children. And we also pray for my friend Dominic. And again, whatever intention you have, we include them. So we start with a two-part prayer.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and always be thankful.
Amen.
Amen. So we start the show. So continuing a new year, a new attitude for this year, this is our 10th show on improving our attitude. So this evening, as mentioned before, will be about gratitude and when we are strong in our Catholic faith, how much it can empower us.
And how can we define gratitude? Well, we can say that it's a great attitude, and a gracious attitude.
Yeah, you put the two words together and there you go.
There you go.
It is about
being thankful
and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. We're coming up to Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and it also always reminds me of the pilgrims when they came, overseas, and they were so thankful for the start, right? That they had the Feast of Thanksgiving, which is not too far in the future. You know, in October, we have some very holy days. We've just passed, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Faustina Kowalska.
We had the guardian angels not too long ago, too.
St. Therese of the Child. And we also have, on a special day, October 15th, is St. Teresa of Jesus. Gee, that's a special day.
I wonder what day that is.
Yeah,
it's our anniversary.
And she's famous for saying, let nothing disturb you. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts and in your minds, which fits in perfectly. So there's many other beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful saint day. So, look at your calendar.
And also a special day this month is St. John Paul II coming up.
That's on the 22nd. I think, yeah.
And St. Simon and St. Jude. It's also a
beautiful, so
prominent one on the 28th.
Do some work and pray along with the saint of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So getting back to gratitude, it all begins with a yes, saying yes to Jesus. As hard as life is, there is still lots left. The glass is half full. And my friend said, just be grateful we even have a glass to start with, which was very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So gratitude is a choice. It is about being thankful and giving back. God gave us a gift, 86,400 seconds today. Have we used them to say thank you?
Another way we can define gratitude is by looking at what Robert Emmons, a psychologist and world expert on gratitude, says about gratitude. And he defines it as the ability to recognize the goodness in your life. The goodness that's due to your surroundings as well to the actions of another person or a group of people. So a gratitude is being grateful. And being grateful is a virtuous quality that allows you to not only see the best in other people, but in your own life. And practicing gratitude on a regular basis is instrumental in helping you become more optimistic, more positive. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah, very true.
And it can have a huge impact on your overall mood and perspective. So it really can bring you up by seeing all the things that you can, you know, that are in your life to be grateful for. So what's more, when you look at gratitude, when you're going through really challenging times, really tough times, gratitude can help you recognize the goodness that you have in life. And this in turn helps to calm your fears and anxiety and maintain a positive outlook in an uncertain situation. And now more than ever, we need to look to gratitude during this pandemic, this COVID-19 pandemic. And what are the benefits then of looking at gratitude during this time? Well, research shows that positive emotions like gratitude are closely connected to health and wellness. Not only do positive emotions promote happiness, they also create an upward spiral in your life. So it brings you up. Emotions like gratitude and humor also can help you cope with anxiety and uncertainty by focusing your mind on things in life that you value, as well as that what is in your control and what you can give back to others. So like we have no control of what's going on now with all this pandemic.
Yeah, there's a lot of anxiety and fear, but it's, you know, what do we do about it?
Yeah.
Right?
So by looking at what we have control over, like, and being grateful for what we have that's left, you know, even this, in these trying times, and bringing humor into life, it helps us get through these tough times. So cultivating an attitude of gratefulness can also help build our resilience.
Our mental muscle, spiritual strength.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, and let's not forget, look at towards God, right, to help us through.
Always at the center.
Always at the center. So there's also some research that indicates that practicing gratitude during a crisis like we're going through now, like COVID-19, is not only important for boosting your mood, but also it helps our physical health. In illnesses like respiratory infection, which that's what COVID-19 has been affecting,
aches,
right?
Aches and pains and sleep disturbances, headaches.
Yeah, all that stuff.
So many things, right, are affected because of like the stress and the worry, right?
Yeah.
And gratitude is a great way to combat that.
So there's lots of benefits.
So now we turn to the Eucharist as a Thanksgiving. When Jesus instituted the Eucharist, he established it as an act of thanksgiving. The words of the institution are, he took the bread and gave and giving thanks, broke it, and he took the chalice and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples. The Catechism of the Catholic Church describes this as a consecratory thanksgiving. The two substances, bread and wine, are signs of gratitude, as first seen when the priest Melchizedek offered bread and wine to thank God, the Creator, for the fruits of the earth.
So every time we go to Mass, we are in gratitude,
yeah,
in thanksgiving, right? By receiving the Eucharist.
The source and the summit.
Yes, amen to that. So the Greek word Eucharistio means to give thanks. And the Catechism states that the Eucharist is an act of thanksgiving to God. So when we're there, we're thanking God. So the entire Mass is a prayer of thanksgiving, which is stated explicitly in some prayers and implicit and implied throughout. So when the priest says, "Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God," we, as the congregation, we reply, "It is right and just." And also during the Mass, we say, it is said, "It is truly right and just, our duty and salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father." And it concludes with "Holy, holy." And that's a hymn of praise and giving thanks to God, right? So scattered throughout the Mass, it's a prayer and a thanksgiving to God. And then as we receive Holy Communion and Christ, who's really present to us in a sacramental way, it's the perfect time to have a chat, right? Right after receiving the Lord,
yeah,
we have a chat
time
with the Lord.
We're just so busy, right? That this is the perfect time to sit down and be quiet and be grateful.
And so during this time, we can mention some blessings that we have received, right? And to tell Jesus just how grateful for we are, that we have him in our lives, and we can't do anything without him.
So now, Mary Angela, what are some of the things that block us? You know, there's so many things going on. So I will mention what blocks us, and Mary Angela will answer what the solutions are.
So what blocks us in terms of
being grateful.
Uh-huh.
Right? How we can see the beauty in our life. These are the things that block us, right? And then we'll give an answer to what we can do to fix that. So, entitlement, I deserve.
Well, the solution would be humility.
Sometimes we can be envious or jealous.
But the solution is that God loves a cheerful giver.
Sometimes we compare. And what does gratitude say?
Gratitude says we're blessed with our own wonders.
Sometimes what blocks us are the seven deadly sins that we follow.
But in gratitude, we look to the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Blockers of gratitude complain a lot.
In gratitude, we praise the Lord and give him thanks.
What blocks us sometimes is being too comfortable.
And gratitude says you don't have to work out. You get to work out.
We have consumption.
And gratitude says that no, less is more.
A gratitude blocker is power and control.
Gratitude says surrender and breathe.
A blocker of gratitude is fear and stress.
And gratitude says to be courageous. Look to the cross, what Jesus did for us.
A blocker is anger.
And gratitude says, choose joy, laughter, look at the bright side.
Gratitude blockers can be negative, toxic situations we put ourselves in, sometimes directly or indirectly.
And gratitude says to forgive, turn the other cheek, and walk away.
Sometimes we desire more and we're greedy.
No, well, the gratitude says when enough is a feast. Look to when enough is a feast. And finally, what profits a man if he gains the world but loses his soul?
Wow. So at this moment, we'd like to ask everyone out there listening, what are you grateful for? We have a, what was that you were saying, Maranja? A gratitude praise list?
Yeah.
A praise report.
Praise report.
A yes. Praise gratitude
report. We're going to ask you for a praise report.
Now, after the show is done, be it today, tomorrow, or in the next week, maybe write a list of the things you're grateful for. And, you know, we are grateful to have each other, our family, our faith, Mother Mary.
Yeah, because a lot of people, practice like a gratitude journal.
Yes.
Well, you can look at it as a praise report.
Yeah.
Right?
So and reports are due by the end of next week at nick.massa@bellnet.ca.
Amen. And like Nick was saying, we're grateful for each other, that we have each other in our lives.
Yeah.
We're grateful for our family.
And our friends. Everyone listening.
And
you
and also the show.
Yeah,
you know,
for
being able to do the show.
And allowing us into your homes or your smart phones and tablets, right? We're very grateful for that. So sometimes gratitude, sometimes we face an illness. But what does gratitude do?
It brings us closer to Jesus.
So sometimes, you know, we think, I'm upset. Gratitude teaches us this. When we don't get that job.
Well, the gratitude has taught us, well, maybe a better one is going to come along.
You know, sometimes we don't get that expensive property or car. Gratitude teaches us.
Well, we've avoided maybe getting into heavy debt.
Sometimes friends have disappointed us and have left us. What does gratitude tell us?
Maybe it was never meant to be.
You know, with the hardships of COVID, gratitude has taught us
to deepen our faith in Jesus, to build that relationship with him.
You know, not winning the lotto.
Well, maybe it's keeping us grounded.
Well, you know what? Maybe just, I don't want to win the million, but maybe $1,000 in the bingo.
That would help, so, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So right now, we'd like to share some affirmations for a grateful heart. When you have love, peace, joy, gratitude in your heart, we will just go back and forth on these excellent, grateful affirmations.
I am loved.
I will overcome.
I am alive.
I will be healthy.
I am passionate.
I will be restored.
I am grateful.
I will be healed.
I am a winner.
I will always laugh.
I am courageous.
I will always put a good smile on my face.
I am hopeful.
I will get up and I will rise up.
I am joy.
I will be back and even better when COVID is done.
I am patient.
I will find work or I will continue to work at my job even though the circumstances are not the greatest.
I am present and mindful.
I will cope with whatever I am faced with.
I am enthusiastic.
And with that, I will triumph.
I am positive.
I will encourage people with that positivity.
I am protected.
And with that shield of protection, I and we will be victorious.
I am so blessed.
We are blessed with the many graces from God.
And I am optimistic.
And I will forgive, even though sometimes it's not the easiest.
So now let's look to some verses in the Bible that all are all about being thankful, giving thanks.
I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, and I will tell of your wonderful deeds.
I will give to the Lord the thanks due to his righteousness, and I will sing praises to the name of the Lord Most High.
Yeah, there's a lot of gratitude praises in the book
in
of
the
Psalms, right?
Yeah.
So also in the New Testament, right? You know, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which you were called in one body, and be thankful.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart exults, and with my song I shall thank him. Another quote from the book of Psalms.
Yes.
So right now, we'd like to share with you some quotes on gratitude from our holy saints.
Yes, and we have a lot to learn from the saints. And this first one is by Pope St. John Paul II. Some call him Pope the Great, right? Remember the past with gratitude. Live the present with enthusiasm. And look forward to the future with confidence. I really like that.
Yeah, that's so true. Mm-hmm. Jesus does not demand great action from us, but simply to surrender and be grateful and to keep things simple. That is St. Teresa of Lisieux.
And from St. Thomas Aquinas, this quote is, O God, grant that whatever good things I have, I may share generously with those who have not. And whatever good things I do not have, I may request humbly from those who do.
Wow. These are some amazing quotes, mm-hmm. right? And another one from St. Teresa of Avila. If souls are humble, they will always be moved to give thanks.
And this one from St. Gianna Barretta Mola, the secret of happiness is to live moment by moment and to thank God for what he is sending us every day in his goodness. Beautiful.
Yeah, so true.
Beautiful words.
You know, we talk about the saints, and sometimes in our lives we have living saints, right? We know some people that are going through some hardships, some tough times, and they truly, you know, we find that sometimes people who don't have a lot, people who have suffered a lot, sometimes
they're the most grateful.
They're the most grateful because they understand how precious life is.
Yes.
How precious time is, mm-hmm. how precious our relationships are, mm-hmm. you know, how precious it is to stay close to Jesus, Mother Mary, Saint Joseph, and all the saints.
Yes.
Right? It's, you know, it's our faith that gets us through this, right? And, you know, especially with the COVID and all the, you know, the things we're going through, right? If we turn to our faith and Jesus, it's, you know, something that's really going to get us over that.
And that kind of makes me think about a reflection that came through my mailbox. And it's a reflection, prayer, and a way to act.
Just before the show started, that's the power of the Holy Spirit.
And so the reflection is, when the stress level and busyness in my life are high, I don't always take time to thank God for the daily gifts he gives me. So do I zip through the day and crash into bed without even acknowledging all that I've been given? So, you know, like you were saying, those that have very little are often, you know, most grateful. Maybe because we're just so busy and inundated with all these things, we don't have the time, right?
Yeah, or maybe we're avoiding things, right?
Yeah.
The ones, you know, that, as you mentioned, going through trials, tribulations, or don't have many, you know, possessions or born in a poor country,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that teach us gratitude.
That's right.
What's important.
So that reflection is, you know, think about that. Do I zip through the day and crash into bed without even acknowledging all that I've been given by God, right?
Yeah, we need to take a few moments wherever in the day, at night, do the examination of conscience. You know, it's a five-step prayer that starts with gratitude and makes us look at our day and what we've done and what we're grateful for and what we can do better.
And here's a prayer. Dear God, fill my heart with gratitude and appreciation. Help me remember that every day I wake up is a gift. Each night I fall asleep is a blessing. All the meals I eat and personal interactions I experience are opportunities to thank you. Help me to continuously be conscious of your goodness and generosity. Amen.
Amen.
And then how do we take this and act on it? Well, stop at each meal today and every day. Thank God for some specific thing you've experienced in that preceding hour, in the hour before. So something to, you know, act on and think about daily.
So some ways to have a grateful, make gratitude as a habit. Appreciate the good things in life and also the small things. Find gratitude in some of your challenges.
That's a tough one sometimes.
We look back and say, now I know why I mm-hmm. went through that. If I didn't go through that, maybe I never would have learned or grown.
That's right. Another way to practice, to make gratitude a habit is to practice mindfulness. So being, in the present moment.
Jesus did that a lot when he just disappeared and prayed in the wilderness,
right? That's right. How about keeping a gratitude journal? We talked about that a little bit before, you know. Some people do keep a journal and it helps you, be mindful of all the things that you have that
goal
are grateful
setting.
In. So that, you know, praise report again.
Yeah, the praise report. It's all due in 2 weeks. Don't forget.
Another way is volunteering, because by volunteering, you realize just how grateful you are, for just, helping and
yeah.
to be helped.
And volunteering yeah. is just like it's evangelizing, like mm-hmm. even, helping seniors or knocking on doors or calling people, especially now because there's a lot of people isolated. So that's just, something
becomes ever about. More important.
Yeah. Something to think about.
Yeah.
So what does gratitude, what does it do for us? Well, gratitude shifts our focus, because is it really that bad? When we look around, things may look that bad. Well, you know what? Let's just shut the TV. Shutting the TV makes us realize, there's
and
a lot of
get
goodness.
Rid of that yeah. negativity,
yeah,
right?
That toxicity, right?
Yeah.
Gratitude improves our quality of life, because like Mary, she said yes to the angel Gabriel. We say yes to life. We say yes to Jesus, right? We get involved.
That's right.
Being grateful, what does it do, Mary Angela?
It makes us feel happier. And when we're happy, we look younger.
We look younger.
So it affects our physical
appearance. Yeah, we don't slouch.
Appearance.
We're taller. We're smiling more, right? We just, when you smile, you have less wrinkles,
mm-hmm.
right? It strengthens and enhances our faith.
And it reduces our fears and anxieties. Gratitude gives you peace of mind.
Yeah, so
and true. It allows you to reach your goals.
So we've shared a lot with you guys. We hope, maybe a phrase, a word, something jumps out at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
But take the time, as Marianne just said, maybe... see what we have grateful in our life, right? The power of gratitude, there's many things, right? We'll share with you some more. Gratitude glorifies God in us.
And these are some benefits of giving God thanks.
Yeah.
In particular, God thanks, right? Gratitude helps us to see God. It opens our spiritual eyes. There's a beautiful, cycle in giving God thanks. The more we thank him, the more we see him working in us and around us. And gratitude helps us to sense his presence always there, you know, always there present to help us.
Gratitude puts us squarely in God's will. We often make God's will out to be something big, mystical plan. And when sometimes it's simply obedience. And part of his will for us is to simply be thankful.
Yeah.
Not just on sunny days, but on the hard ones as well.
Which is the tough one to do, right? And we mentioned this before, gratitude brings peace. So always count your blessings. We're told to get rid of the worry by it's counting your blessings, not the sheep that we're told that, to get rid of the worry keeps us up at night.
Yeah.
Right. So gratitude helps us to see that God's hand is all over our circumstances. And God tells us and God tells us when we give him our thanks, he gives us us supernatural peace.
Not just peace, supernatural peace, which no drug, alcohol, or anything can give you when you attain the peace of Christ.
Yes, there's nothing like the peace of God.
So gratitude draws us to God. Gratitude for the magnitude of God's undeserved kindness draws us to him. And we see that when Jesus healed 10 lepers. As Jesus walked by, all 10 cried out for healing. Go, show yourselves to the priests. Jesus commanded, and as they went, they were all healed. Fingers were restored. Ulcers disappeared as full sensations returned to their faces and limbs. Certainly, they were all happy, but only one was thankful. And he was a Samaritan. Mm-hmm. Only one came back to Jesus, fell on his feet, and thanked him.
Only that one.
Jesus asked,
"Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner?" And then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." So there's only that one, right?
Just one. Thankful. Right? It makes you realize, do we stop and thank?
Yeah. Are we that those other?
Yeah. Are we the 9?
Yeah. Are we the 9?
Right. Mm-hmm. Gratitude brings contentment. It is said that gratitude makes what we have enough. Gratitude deepens our faith.
Gratitude leads to joy and happiness. And realizing God's abundance, goodness is a great gateway to for joy. Gratitude guards against envy. Gratitude helps us live in the present, as we said before, being mindful, right?
Being mindful, not being too busy.
Right.
And we thank you, the listeners and friends, to just stopping, taking time out of your day to just listen, not just to our program, many other programs on Radio Maria and other holy and Catholic channels. It's important just to stop and take in, the word of God.
And a final benefit is that gratitude is a testimony. So when we thank God openly and acknowledge what he's done for us, what we're really doing is we're proclaiming a personal and caring God to the world around us and all that he's done for us.
Yeah, right? It's just so immense, right? You just want to share it,
share it and shout to the world.
Yeah, and that, simply put, is the power of the Holy Spirit. So right now, gratitude helps keeps our eyes off ourselves. It reminds us we are not in control.
God is always in control. Thank goodness that he's in control and not we aren't.
Jesus at the wheel.
It reminds us that God is the giver of all good gifts. Yeah, that he's only going to give us what's good for our lives, right? Sometimes when we pray for something, right, and we think that he doesn't answer it, well, he's really giving us maybe a better
solution, a better thing.
We pray for certain things we ask, but God answers prayers three ways. Yes, no, and wait.
And wait, that's so, right. That's
God,
right.
Give me the grateful heart to learn and be patient on how to wait.
Oh boy, that's a hard one, that patience.
So this is a part of the show we call Let's Have Some Fun. And we will include this month is U2 songs, right? So I will say the song and Mary Angela will give what the answer is. So it is a new year and a new attitude for this program. And it all started on
New Year's Day.
Let us be grateful. It is a
beautiful day.
What is a holy song from U2?
Gloria.
Jesus asked us, come and see. And we replied,
I will follow.
Jesus came here for this.
In the name of love.
Jesus asks us this question. My child, what do you want from me?
All I want is you.
The Lord works in
mysterious ways.
When you follow the Holy Spirit, you will have new levels of
elevation.
Jesus is the answer when you are
stuck in the moment.
Mary Angela, what is the address of heaven?
Where the streets have no name.
And heaven is like
God's country. And so there you have all those U2 songs.
That brought a smile to your face. And right now we will take a short break and we will be back with the last part of our program on gratitude.
You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now continue with the program, Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Mossa.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We hope you enjoyed that little break. Take a little breather.
Stretched. Maybe
yeah.
Got a little bit of refreshment.
Maybe had a new perspective on gratitude and, you know, how important it is in our lives. So not too long ago, we asked for listener feedback, and we always enjoy your feedback, and we received a letter. The importance of we asked, what is the importance of having Christ at the center of, if you're a teacher, how important it is? And we received a letter from our good friend Susan, and we'd like to share what she said.
She says that she could go on for pages and pages of writing something about the how to keep Christ at the center as a teacher.
How grateful she is to being a teacher in the educational system.
She concludes it in just these thoughts. She says that every Catholic teacher is called to service. And as teachers, their vocation is one where every teacher breathes, hears, sees, speaks, feels like Jesus in the classroom and beyond. Every math lesson, every science lesson taught exemplifies the glory and greatness of God, our Creator. And Catholic educators need to teach this fundamental understanding. Susan's actually a principal, so she says, my first staff meetings of each school year began as follows. Spend the first month of the school year ensuring that every student knows you care about him or her. Put aside the curriculum for a few weeks. Ensure you welcome every child, know every child in your heart. Ensure every child wants to come to school because they know you care. Ensure every child is acknowledged, heard, and able to learn in your classroom. This is what Catholic teachers are called to do. Every child in their care matters to God. With this understanding, every child's mind and heart has the capacity to learn. Wow, isn't that beautiful?
Thank you.
And that's something to be grateful for. If I had a teacher that I knew every day cared for me, you know, every year, I would breeze through school.
Yeah, brought their A game, you know, with the A attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
So
with gratitude, these are some of the things you will experience. So, with gratitude, you will have
amazing grace.
You will feel
full of adrenaline.
As the Saint Ignatius and the Jesuits, they were filled with
charged with grandeur.
Mm-hmm. Being filled with the Holy Spirit, you will always be
energized and enthusiastic.
Yeah, and you will always feel
the fire of the Holy Spirit.
When you are grateful in life, you don't need many things. You don't need substances like drugs, alcohol. All you need is, simple things, as we mentioned. And when you do that, you will be
high on life.
When you have gratitude in your life, you will
overcome and have purpose.
Wow. Let's take a moment right now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God for his thunderous and wonderful power.
Yes.
So being grateful, what are some of the things we can do? We mentioned volunteering, being mindful, but there's other things that we can do
to show gratitude.
To show gratitude that we have it. Now we would like to share it.
One way is by giving compliments. Who do we admire and appreciate? Well, look to, those that we admire and appreciate. And, compliment those people. It doesn't have to be like a big gesture, but just a quick thank you.
Yeah. It's
and
amazing.
Complimenting them.
It's amazing.
It would do wonders.
It's amazing when, someone's having a hard day, or if someone, like you see a cashier or someone, you know, working, wherever you go shopping or out on the street, you just give a simple compliment. It really, really changes.
It really helps.
And I love to do it with
the changes, right?
Young attitude. Children, right? When they're doing things, you just, and it puts a smile on their face when you tell them how great they're doing things, right?
Mm-hmm. Another way is to encourage. Build another person up by encouraging them to try something new, right? Maybe it's pursuing a new career, a new hobby, or a new sport. Building them up and helping them to seek a different way in their lives, in their, you know, whatever the situation that they're in, you know, would help. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. That's from Thessalonians.
So in doing all the research and all, I realize, you know, gratitude is the gift that keeps on giving. You know, we're so grateful that we want to give it back, right? Because we know how good it makes you feel, right? And with that, you know, if by doing it, you know, giving it back, you know, because it just feels good to make other people feel good, right? And it's infectious, right?
Yeah. So showing gratitude also is by just spending quality time with a person, right? Dedicate some time to spend with others, invite them to something that they've always wanted to do. Maybe there's, you know, a new coffee shop that you can go with them, you know, or go see a movie with them or a special event.
So basically get together and do nothing.
Yeah, especially now you can't really do much. Yeah. But spending that quality time.
So do nothing together.
Do nothing together. That's right.
There's that quote from, my mind. Mm-hmm. I can't remember, but he said, from nothing came something, which is everything.
Amen to
that. Something small, a time you spend with someone, a word, an encouragement, a compliment, really, really, you know, can add to not just the other person's life, but your life too, because mm-hmm. you feel good.
Mm-hmm. There's also being generous. Bless someone with a gift, right? Maybe some gift card, or like paying it forward, like, you know, going when you're picking up your coffee, maybe pay for the person behind you so that they'll be surprised. So being generous is also a way of being grateful and giving thanks.
Another way we can show thanks is evangelizing, mm-hmm. Being out there, encouraging people to show, you know, the goodness of attending Mass, how sacred it is to receive the Eucharist, right? And always be inviting.
Yeah. So, yeah, by prayer and blessing, dedicating some time and praying for others. That's a way of showing gratitude, right? Spending time with God. You know, we've always mentioned this, you know, take the time maybe to spend time with Him in front of the Blessed Sacrament, right? That's how you really build a relationship. And in that time, you know, have that praise list really think about how many things you're grateful and all the blessings that He has brought into your life.
Yeah, and here's an idea. When Marian says from the Blessed Sacrament, maybe we can go to church earlier mm-hmm. and spend that quiet time in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Like, you know, there's adoration. Churches have opened up, which is great. But let's start with maybe going to church half an hour or 15 minutes earlier. And just spend that quiet time and going through our gratitude praise list, right?
Yeah. And so what about our mother, Mother Mary? What are some lessons that we can learn or glean from her in her overwhelming attitude? Gratitude to God. Well, she is generous to us as God was generous to her. When the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God,"
There's nothing that Mary refuses a soul that is sincere, humble, and approaches her with genuine need. So when we're praying to Mary for our intercession, she's not going to refuse us, right? If we're very sincere, humble. So an authentic relationship of any kind requires vulnerability. And when we choose to open our hearts to her, she softens as any mother does, responding to us with whatever we need. So consider moments in your life when you've asked a favor to Mary, when she never fails to deliver, often beyond our expectations or even desires. There's also her gratitude. We see that her gratitude is very sincere, and we can learn from this. So gratitude of itself, Thomas Merton says, gratitude of itself makes us sincere. Or if it does not, then it's not true gratitude.
Yeah, it comes straight from the heart.
If one reads the Magnificat prayer, it says that he has looked upon his handmaid's loneliness, right? That's from Luke, actually. And it's evident that Mary was pouring her heart to God in gratitude for the blessings of her life, right? Throughout the prayer of the Magnificat. She had just received word that she was chosen to be the mother of God. And after she accepted, her heart was flooded with thankfulness. You know, that's kind of like a challenge, you know. It was like a big, you would think it would be a big burden on her, right? Accepting that this will, right, to be the mother of God, right?
She could have thought, oh boy, I am stuck. But she's not stuck. She is rooted in God's love.
And she was flooded with thankfulness and expressed honor and praise to God, reflecting upon her loneliness and considering how God's mercy is abundant in all those who are poor in spirit. So if we wish to be like her and imitate her, we must likewise make our lives a continual prayer of praise to God, recalling all the ways he has blessed us with his incredible mercy and frequently always upon his goodness. We also learn a lesson. Another lesson we learn is she's also always responsive. So again, Thomas Merton says, gratitude,
therefore, takes nothing for granted, is never unresponsive, is constantly awakening to new wonder and to praise of the goodness of God.
So again, from Luke and then the Magnificat, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. So one who practices a grateful living is not glum
or gloomy
does not hang, you know, their head low and wear a frown every day,
you know, or a muzalunga.
Instead, the grateful person is
very cheerful,
very kind,
very gracious,
and very generous,
very helpful,
very welcoming,
very friendly,
and very responsive to others' needs. Now, so not looking at themselves, looking at how can I help the other? How can I help the person? So these are far more exemplify the life of gratitude that our Blessed Mother emanated with every fiber of her being. So despite how we feel, do we greet people with a smile and a friendly wave or hello? If we do, then we're practicing the same gratitude as our mother. And finally, another lesson we can learn from her is she recognizes that everything comes from God. So again, Thomas Merton says,
to be grateful is to recognize the love of God in everything he has given us. And he has given us everything.
Yes, there's Thomas nothing Merton. That God hasn't given yeah. us, right? It all comes from him, all of it. So again, from Luke, the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
So one who grumbles and gripes about every little disappointment is not a person of gratitude, right? It's easy to get bogged down with the burdens of life. Everywhere we turn, there's something major, a national disaster, a tragedy, like, look, this pandemic that's going on, right? Yeah. These are all staring us in the face. But we cannot avoid the reality of suffering or the effects of the human condition. It's bound to happen, right?
Yeah.
Bound to happen. But we can choose to acknowledge that nothing happens in the world or in our lives without first passing through God's hands. So if we allow God to take care of it, things are going to be okay. They'll work out. The truth is that it's hard to accept because it means that we have to wonder why. Who is perfect love? Who is perfect love? God, who is perfect love, would permit such horrific and disturbing pain. When we trust with the heart of Mary, we don't have to have all the answers to our questions. We simply see God for who he is and thank him for every good gift and cumbersome calamity that comes our way.
Yeah, so I like that. There's the saying, don't cry for things that didn't go your way or things that ended. Just be grateful that they happened.
Right.
And we stay grateful that God is still there and he will not abandon us.
And so a grateful heart is one that continually hopes, seeks what is good, and recognizes the beauty of life.
So we thank you for listening, dear friends. We thank Radio Maria for making this happen. Please include them in your thoughts, prayers, and donations. And we close with the prayer from St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light.
And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it's in giving that we receive, and it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, dear friends. And we
are so thankful
that you are part of this wonderful night.
Yes. And we hope we are able to share a lot of reflections on thankfulness and gratefulness.
Yeah. And if you missed the show this week, it's going to be on every Thursday night for the whole month of October. So
at 9 p.m.
9 p.m.
And repeated also on Saturdays at 2 p.m. if you miss it again. So thank you all and good night. God bless.
God bless. Take care.
May the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you. May the joy of Jesus be with you. May you know the joy of Jesus. And may the joy of Jesus be with you.
You have been listening to Jesus with Us, Reflections of Joy, hosted by Mary Angela Artuso and Nick Massa.